Bill sponsor Delegate Scott Lingamfelter says prior to the new law, Homeland Security and emergency management functions were disjointed and split between the Secretary of Public Safety, the Secretary for Veterans Affairs, and the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. This law, he says, establishes more efficient simultaneous and sequential planning for disasters and terrorism. This change had bipartisan support, and Lingamfelter says he believes lawmakers will stand behind the next phase of streamlining services.
Now that we have the roles and responsibilities in the right place, now is time to also look at the structure. You know, how are we doing planning and preparation? How are we doing recovery and response? Those are the kinds of things that need to be addressed in the structure, and we're going to be working on that over the course of the next year.
Lingamfelter says too many government agencies and military establishments exist in or have close proximity to Virginia to not have seamless coordinated planning of security strategy on all levels of government. He says he doesn't believe this effort was being mismanaged, but there's always room for improvement. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.